الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على هديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. So we continue with the أحكام التجويد رواية حفص عن عاصم by the way of الشاطبية. How can I remind us what have we got last class? I can get you started. Like it's al-mad, which is prolongation or whatever. Prolongation. Yeah. What did we talk about it?
The letters of mad.
What is that?
The three letters.
Yes.
Nuhi.
Which is in.
Waw,
ya, and alif. Yeah. Waw and ayah and alif by itself is not considered as letter of mad, unless yes, unless what, followed by hamza. No, it can be letter of mad without followed by hamza.
There has to be silent without haraka, and alif has to be preceded by fatha.
Yes,
ya has to be preceded by kasra.
Yeah,
and waw has to be preceded by
dhamma. That's right. So those are three letters have to be preceded by haraka matching each of them. And the alif is being matched by fatha, al-ya by kasra, and al-waw by dhamma. So if the alif, waw, ya came without any haraka on it, and preceded by the haraka matching them, then it's letter of mad. And then we should extend it or stretch it for how long? Two counts. Unless it's followed by hamza or sukun. If it's followed by hamza or sukun, then we have to know what exactly we should do. And today is the class of the letter of mad if it followed by hamza. If it followed by hamza, then it has different, maybe after class. I can't eat. And I'm full as well.
You have to talk.
Yeah. So if the letter of mad came by itself without sukun or hamza, after it we call it al-mad al-tabi'i, the natural mad, the normal mad. It comes, we call it natural mad because it comes by default. If you do not stretch the letter becomes either fatha or dhamma or kasra, which is wrong. You can't say as-sama instead of as-sama. Well, indeed, as-sama is not a good example because it has hamza after it. But if you say qala, this is the normal. Qala al-malik tuni bih. But if you say qal al-malik, that is just fatha, not alif. So the letter of mad has to be stretched at least for two harakat. If just in case it's followed by sukun or hamza, it will be extended either for two or more. Okay, so we defined the mad, the prolongation, as the act of stretching the sound of the three mad letters, alif, waw, ya, if they were preceded by the matching haraka. If any of the letter mad was not followed by either hamza or sukun, then we call it al-mad al-tabi'i, the normal mad, which has to be counts for two counts, which last for two counts. Now, if the letter of mad was followed by sukun or hamza, we call it al-mad al-munfasil. It's a separate mad. And al-mad al-far'i, we call it al-mad al-far'i, the branch mad. It's not the mad tabi'i, the normal mad, it's mad, it's a subdivided mad. And this can be divided into two. Mad because of the sukun, and mad because of al-hamza. So you always, when you see the letter of mad, first of all, you have to see that it preceded by the matching haraka, and then you look after it to see if it's followed by hamza or sukun. If it's not followed by hamza or sukoon, normal mad. Mad tabi'i, two counts. If it's followed, let's see how do we deal with it. If any of the letter of mad was followed by either hamza or sukoon, then it may last for two counts or even more. So we can understand that the minimum long for the letter of mad is two harakat. It doesn't matter what has been followed after it. Always the minimum two harakat. Otherwise, it's no longer a letter of mad. So the letter of mad always has to be extended at least for two counts. But if it's followed by hamza or sukoon, then it may be extended more. Today we will study, inshallah, the kinds of mad which comes as a result of the letter of mad was followed by hamza. And the next class, inshallah, we will talk about the letter of mad if it's followed by sukoon. Now, we may not be able to finish everything next class. So, will be one more class. So, two more classes after this. Today we will try to be fast for two reasons. We want to practice. And the other thing is, now you became familiar with the mad. So, I don't need to repeat. Because you know the letter of mad. And you know that our class is if the mad was followed by hamza. So it's easy class and we can go very fast. If the letter was followed by hamza, we have two conditions. Either the hamza will be in the same word or it will be in two separate words. So that's all the class. If it's followed the letter of mad in the same word, we call it mad muttasil, continuous mad, and it's compulsory, has to be extended from 4 to 5 harakat. If the letter of mad was separate in another word, by riwayat Hafs an Asim, min tariq al-Shatibiyya, from the way of Shatibiyya, the one we will study, it's exactly the same as al-mad al-muttasil. So in Hafs an Asim, from the tariq al-Shatibiyya, it doesn't matter the half of mad was followed by the hamza immediately in the same word or in two different words. It doesn't matter. It will be extended from 4 to 5 harakat. That's it. Let's go in detail. It's compulsory. Only one different. I'll tell you in a minute what's the different. Okay. So the first mad is al-mad al-wajib al-muttasil, which comes in one word. Al-mad al-jaiz al-munfasil comes in two separate words. That's it. Okay, let's talk about al-mad al-wajib al-muttasil. Al-mad al-wajib al-muttasil is the obligatory prolongation. So when we say obligatory prolongation, does that mean the other one is not obligatory? According to other riwayat, they may allow to extend or not to extend. Of course, minimum has to be extended for two. But has to be extended for more or not, they said it's up to the reader. So they call it permissible, and they call this one obligatory. But for us, riwayat Hafs an Asim, tariq al-Shatibiyya, both of them obligatory. Yeah, but we still use the same name as the other reader. Why? Because when we teach the ahkam al-tilawa, we use the same terminology for all the riwayat. So we agreed with them that this we call it mad wajib muttasil, and the other one mad jaiz munfasil. But both of them in our riwaya, 4 to 5 harakat. We can't do it less. We can't do it less as other readers. Okay. I'm sorry?
What other readers?
Like riwayat, even Hafs an Asim from other riwaya, here we have riwayat Hafs an Asim in Tariq al-Shatibiyya. We have Tayyibat al-Zikr. We have another riwayat. And we have riwayat Warsh al-Nafi'. All of them has, and it's all authentic on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None of them brought this way from his own. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reading the Quran in two different way, and each reader, each Sahabi, learned the Quran from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he taught at-tabi'in, and at-tabi'in taught at-tabi'in, until people came and they put all those ruling according to the tariqah they study. And all of them authentic from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None of them can create a way to read the Quran different from the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teach us. So for us, if we want to follow riwayat Hafs and Asim from the way of Shatibiyya, we have to do al-mad al-wajib al-muttasil and al-mad al-jaiz al-munfasil, both of them 4 to 5 harakat, with only one different. I will talk to you about it in 1 minute, inshallah. Okay, al-mad al-wajib al-muttasil is the obligatory prolongation. It comes as the ladder of al-mad is followed by hamza. It's prolonged for either 4 or 5 counts. It's your choice. You can extend it for 4 harakat or for 5 harakat. Now, what's the harakah? Is it like qabd al-usba? Some of the ulama said yes, it's the qabd al-usba. And some of them say it's the duration for one letter. Yani when we say ha, this is harakah. Ba, this is harakah. Ta, this is harakah. So, if we want to say as-sama is, what type of mad is this one? Mad muttasil. Why? Because al-alif of as-sama was preceded by fatha. So it's harf mad. And it followed by hamza. The hamza is in the same world. So we call it mad muttasil wajib. We have to extend it between 4 to 5 harakats. We have the choice. You can choose. However, once you choose 4 or 5, you have to stick on it until you finish your recitation. Once you started another recitation, you can choose again. So let's say I want to lead the Salah of Al-Isha, and on the first rak'ah, I choose to extend Al-Mad Al-Muttasil for 4 harakat. I have to continue for the whole rak'ah. Once I come to the second rak'ah, I have the choice to use 5 harakat now, or to stay on the 4 harakat. So it's up to me. So each time you recite the Quran, you have to stick to the same duration of the mad. Once you finish your recitation and you want to start again after a while, then you can choose different duration. So it's 4 to 5 by choice. But once you choose, you have to continue to stick to it until you finish your recitation. So it's prolonged for either 4 or 5 counts. It's your choice. But if you choose to prolong for 4 counts, then this must remain constant throughout your recitation. And each time you recite the Quran, you may choose to prolong al-mad al-muttasil for 4 or 5 counts. And this mad is obligatory as the hamza follows the harf of mad, al-alif, al-ya, al-waw, in one word. Let's see the conditions of this mad. Let's summarize the condition. First of all, it has to be only in one word. It occurs when the hamza follows one of the mad letter, al-alif, al-waw, al-ya. The mad must be prolonged for 4 or 5 counts. Once you choose, you should stick to it until you finish the recitation. So 4 conditions. One word, the letter of mad has to be followed by hamza. You choose 4 or 5. Once you choose, you stick to it. Let's have some example.
وجاءكم النذير.
We can't say وَجَاءَكُمْ. We have to say وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ.
وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ.
Yeah, and if you want to extend it for 5, you say وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ.
وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ.
Yeah. So this one is, where is the mad al-muttasil? Al-alif in ja'a. Why? Because it preceded by fatha, followed by hamza. Is there any other mad in this ayah? Al-nadhir. Is it mad?
Mad, yes.
Why?
Because ya preceded by
by kasra. But what type of mad? Mad tabi'i. And it has to last for two counts. So this an-nadhir is mad. It's not followed by hamza. Okay, it doesn't matter. The mad can be mad without followed by hamza. However, an-nadhir, because we stop on it, there is a sukoon. So it's different. If you continue وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ etc., then you call it مَا الطَّبِيعِ. But here, because we stop on it, we say it's followed by sukoon, so we haven't studied yet it. All right. Yes.
Most of the cases when we have this, when you finish the ayah,
yes,
you can prolong up to two or
six. 2 to 4 to 6 harakat. We will talk about it inshallah next class. Which we call it al-mad al-aqid la-sukun. Whenever you stop, you place a sukun. So if it's mad before it, then we will talk about it next class inshallah.
أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ
Okay, so سوء, is it mad? متصل? It is. Why? Because wow, preceded by Dhamma, followed by Hamza. And we extended from 4 to 5 harakat. Is there any other mad? يتقي. What type of mad, Hamza? The normal one, mad tabi'i, and has to be extended for 2 harakat. أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ. We don't say أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ. It's wrong. أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ. So you have to extend it to distinguish it between kasra on the qaf, underneath the qaf, or ya followed. That is not only kasra underneath the qaf. It's ya. Has to extend it for 2 haraka. Any other mad? بوجهه. Is it mad?
Yes.
What type of mad? Yeah. Who agrees? Yeah. Indeed, this is mad as-sila as-sughra. We haven't studied it. But that's mean he's clever. Like, by sound, he can decide that this is a mad. No sign of mad has been mentioned, and even nothing draw. No letter of mad even. But he can, like, by reading it, بوجهه, so he can interfere that this is a letter of mad. Indeed it is, and it's mad as-sila as-sughra. We will talk about it later inshallah. But we want something we studied. What, al-adab? What type of mad? مد طبيعي. Yes, though. So it should be مد طبيعي if we continue, but because we stop on it, so we place sukoon on the ba, so that's become different type of مد. يرحمكم الله.
ولما جاءت رسلنا لوطا سيء بهم.
ولما
سيء بهم.
So where is the letter of mad? Well, intentionally. Yeah. Because this is an example of the ya, which is preceded by kasra and followed by hamza. So I wanted to do it like as a test, but you spoil it. So I wanted to ask, is that the only mad? Which is the other one, ja'at. Why I haven't highlighted? Because it's here, already mentioned. So ja'at is mad muttasil as well, because the alif preceded by fatha followed by hamza. In the same word, its mad muttasil has to be extended from 4 to 5 harakat. Any other thing? Lamma mad tabi'i, 2 harakat. Al alif in lamma preceded by fatha. Rusuluna, same. Al alif preceded by fatha, so it's mad tabi'i. Tayyib, Lutan, does it have any mad? It's not as long as the. So what's the mad here? So what's the mad? Mad tabi'i for what? For the waw, because it's preceded by dhamma, has not been followed by either hamza or sukun, so it's mad tabi'i. Any other type of mad in the same word?
If we stop on ba,
yeah,
it becomes
anyone can help. He said if we stop on it. I'm sorry? If we stop on it, is there any mad will be?
Yes.
What type? Mad al-iwad. We call the compensate mad. We compensate the mad about what? Tanween al-fath, yes. Tanween al-fath. When we stop on it, we compensate it by mad al-badal. Mad al-iwad, and it has to, and it's a type of mad tabi'i, has to last for 2 harakat. Si'a, we said it's mad muttasil wajib, because the hamza followed the harf al-mad in the same word. Let's have the last example.
هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. من السماء ماء.
من السماء ماء.
Okay, where is the mad?
هو الذي.
Yes. What's ما الطبيعي?
No, it's not what this is. It's the other one we got today.
Yeah, الذي. It's followed by Hamza, even though the Hamza in different word. We haven't studied it. We will talk about it in 1 second, inshallah. But if we say, هو الذي, it's mad tabi'i. But if we say, هو الذي أنزل, it's obvious that I extended more than 2. Why? Because it's followed by Hamza, even though the Hamza comes in a separate word. But still immediately following the lara of mad. It doesn't matter in one word or 2 words. In riwayat Hafs and Asim, they completely the same.
هو الذي أنزل لكم من السماء ماء.
هو الذي أنزل لكم من السماء ماء.
Okay, where are the lara of mad? It's easy. I've already even highlighted in red. So as-sama is mad.
Everybody's looking for another one.
No, let's start with the easy one and then go with the difficult one. So as-sama is mad muttasil, because the hamza followed the harf al-mad in the same word. Has to extended. How many counts? 4 to 5. Ma'a.
Same.
Only. Doesn't have anything extra? Not sukun.
Not if it's ma. It has awal at the end.
What is that?
It has madil awal.
مد العوض. Yeah. Why? It has tanwin fath. Yes. So originally it's هو الذي أنزل لكم من السماء ماء ماء. So tanwin fath to فتحة. When we stop on it, we replace the two فتحة by alif, and we call it tanwin. We call it mad العوض. And it's a mad طبيعي, has to extend it for two حركات. Okay, let's go back. هو الذي, we said الذي أنزل, we haven't studied it. لكم من السماء, is there any other thing? هو, is there any mad? Why?
Because the waw has a fatha.
Exactly. Waw here is, we call it الواو غير المادية. الواو المادية, the long vowel, the letter of mad, doesn't have haraka on it. So this one is a tricky one, because the waw preceded by dhamma, but it's not letter of mad. Why? Because the waw itself is al-waw ghayr al-maddiya, we call it. It's the normal waw, not the long vowel. Okay, let's. So that is all about al-mad al-muttasil. The letter of mad followed by sukun in the same word, mad muttasil wajib, compulsory, 4 to 5 harakat. Let's see if the hamza followed the letter of mad in two separate words. Is it going to make a difference? We said almost no. But let's see. Al-mad al-ja'iz al-munfasil. It's permissible prolongation. This introduction, like other people, other riwayat say, it's permissible prolongation. But for us, it's still the same. 4 to 5 compulsory. Occurs when word ends with a letter of mad, and it's followed by a word that begins with the hamza. So the hamza follows the letter of mad, but in two separate words. It still comes immediately after the letter of mad. Its name on fasil, separate, as it is sound over two words. So the word in Arabic, munfasil, means separate. So al-mad, the separate mad, because the hamza comes in separate word. It's a prolonged for either 4 or 5 counts, your choice. In other riwayat, it can be for only 2 counts though. So some riwayat, they extend al-mad al-munfasil for only 2 harakat. It's like al-mad al-tabi'i. So هو الذي أنزل, the one we just mentioned. So for them, الذي is mad tabi'i. It doesn't matter even if it's followed by hamza in the second word or not. They don't even look. As long as the letter of mad was the end of the letter, of the word, it's not going to be more than 2 harakat. But in riwayat Hafs and Asim, as we mentioned, we don't differentiate between the hamza comes in the same word, like ja'at, or alladhi anzal. It's almost the same. Now this is the important tool I want to tell you about, is al-mad al-munfasil cannot exceed al-mad al-muttasil. Al-mad al-munfasil cannot exceed al-mad al-muttasil. What does that mean?
If you choose 4,
the
other has to be 4.
That's right. Now if you choose 4 for al-mad al-muttasil, then al-mad al-munfasil cannot be 5.
It has to be 3 or 2.
No, can't be 3 or 2 though. Can be the same or less. So if you choose 5 for al-mad al-muttasil, you have the choice in al-mad al-munfasil to do it 4 or 5. But if you do 4 for al-mad al-muttasil, you have no choice for al-mad al-munfasil to accept four only. Right? So if you do al-mad al-muttasil al-wajib, as-samaa, if you extend it for 5, then huwa al-ladhi can be 4 or can be 5. Why? Because al-mad al-munfasil cannot exceed, but can be the same. So if you choose 5, you can choose 5. If you choose 4, if you choose 5, you can choose 5 or 4. But if you choose 4, then you have only choice to extend it for 4 harakat. Okay. So this is so important ruling in al-mad al-munfasil. And that is the only thing different in riwayat Hafs and Asim from the tariq of the Shatibiyya, that al-mad al-munfasil cannot exceed. But has to be extended for 4 to 5 minimum. The conditions, the lara of mad has to followed by hamza, must be over 2 words. If it comes in 1 word, then it's mad muttasil. It has to be always for the same length. So once you choose 4, you have to stick to 4. If you choose 5, you have to stick to 5 until you finish your recitation. Once you start over, you can choose a different length. And the most important thing, which is ruling number 4, cannot exceed al-madd al-muttasil. That means if you do 4 counts for madd al-muttasil, then al-madd al-munfasil cannot be 5 counts. Can only be 4 counts. Let's have some examples, and then we will start, inshallah, the practice. Because this is a long ayah, let's divide it. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا آمنوا بما أنزل الله قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا Okay, let's see, first of all, al-mad al-munfasil. Where is al-mad al-munfasil? What is that? Yes. Where is the mad al-munfasil in this ayah? Okay, bima anzal. Bima anzal, is it mad munfasil or not? Is it or not? Is it? What is that? Bima anzal? Yes, it's 2 words, of course. You see the space between them. And ma, we call it harf mawsool, ma al mawsoola. And anzal is fa'il madi. So it's 2 separate words. It's obvious that it's 2 separate words. Bima anzal is 2 separate words. And the lara of mad comes at the end of the first one, and the hamza comes at the first of the second word. So khalas, it's easy. Bima anzal is mad munfasil. Why? Because the lara of mad is followed by hamza, but in 2 separate words. Has to be extended for how long? 4 to 5 harakat. The other example is bima anzal also. Bima anzal. Bima anzal is mad munfasil. Yumad bimiqtar. Yumad has to be stretched from 4 to 5 harakat. Any other mad in this ayah? Yes. Qila. Yes. What is that? Mad tabi'i. Because it's not followed by. And you skip 1 word indeed. Wa idha, yes. Idha, al alif in idha, mad tabi'i. Aminu. Aminu. Al waw is mad tabi'i because it preceded by dhamma. But we have another mad in aminu. Aminu. What's Hamza? What type of mad?
Is it Dawe?
We call it mad al-badal. Why we call it mad al-badal? Because aminu...
Yeah, it's 2 alifs mad.
Not 2 alif, 2 hamza. Yes, that's right. MashaAllah, hamza is very clever. So, it's originally... has 2 double hamza, and because it's difficult to say a'manu, we converted the second one to alif, and we say a'manu. And why we converted the second hamza to alif, not to waw, not to waw or ya?
Because first alif had fatha.
Exactly. So the haraka or the first alif, not alif, hamza. The haraka of the first hamza will affect the second hamza to be converted to what?
Alif.
If it's fatha, then we converted the second hamza to alif. If it's dhamma, if it's kasra, then yeah, it's dhamma, it's waw. So aminu is mad badal. Yumad has to stretch for two harakat. Al waw in aminu mad tabi'i. Bima anzal mad munfasil. Allah mad tabi'i. Because Allah, there is alif preceded by fatha. We usually write alif qasira, small alif here, after the lam. So Allah, it's obvious that there is mad. Qalu tu mad, exactly as Zikun said. Al-alif and al-waw. Why? Al-alif preceded by fatha, al-waw preceded by dhamma. Nu'min. Is there anything?
No.
Bima anzal is mad. Munfasil. It's our lecture for today. Mad munfasil. Alayna. Al-alif at the end is mad tabi'i because it preceded by fatha. Let's go to the second one. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا
Be careful when you say لَقُوا. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا Okay, where is the mad al-munfasil? Qalu amanna. Why mad munfasil?
Preceded by dhamma.
Yeah.
At the end of a word with hamza, with al-hamza starting at the beginning of the next word.
Where is the hamza starting at the beginning of the next word? Amanna has hamza? It is. It is hamza with mad badal. So amanna is mad. Amanna has two hamza. The second hamza was converted to alif, but the first one kept the same. So because the hamza followed immediately the waw, even in two separate words, then this is mad munfasil and this is mad badal. Amanna. Amanna mad badal. Why? Because it's a'manna and the second one was converted to alif. Mad badal, we studied last class.
What about the alif preceding the hamza?
This one?
Yeah.
This one is not pronounced. Qalu amanna. We don't say qala wa. We say qalu amanna. So we draw this. We call it wawil jama'a. We draw alif. But we don't pronounce it. So this is not letter of mad. And it's not letter of mad because it has not preceded by fatha as well. So this one is silent. We don't pronounce it. Qalu amanna. Qalu al-waw is letter of mad. Followed by hamza. Then it's mad munfasil. Amanna mad badal. Al-alif in amanna is mad tabi'i. Why? Because it's preceded by fatha. طيب إذا وإذا مد طبيعي مد تو حركات لقوا yes that's one you have to be careful لقوا الذين because here is سكون and this is سكون and we can't pronounce to سكون so what we do you remember last class when we say we will delete the قاف And we will say لَقُلْ لَذِينَ لَقُلْ لَذِينَ It's not mad. Even though the waw without haraka and preceded by Dhamma. But because it followed by the silent letter, then we deleted Harf al-Mad. لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمَنُوا has two mad. What is that? مد البدل. Yeah. ومد طبيعي للواو. مد البدل للهمزة آمنوا and مد بدل and مد طبيعي للواو. So it's quite like when you read, you will find a lot of mad. So you've got to be careful not to stop, not to skip any of those mad. You have to be careful. Okay, let's have the last ayah.
سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم. في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم.
في الآفاق, we don't extend it too much. في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم.
في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم.
Okay. آياتنا. First of all, where is the مد المنفصل؟ وفي أنفسهم المد المنفصل. It's easy. Why? Because حرف المد followed by همزة in two separate words. Let's start over to see all the letter of mad. سنريهم. الياء is mad طبيعي. آياتنا. آ مد بدل. Where is ياء? So the ياء is mad. The ألف, not ياء. Okay. آياء. الألف is مد طبيعي. And what else? الألف at the end of the word is مد طبيعي. في الآفاق. في الآفاق, the problem is followed by سكون. So we deleted the ياء. في الآفاق. الآفاق. مد بدل. Yeah. How do you know the مد البدل? If you see the همزة followed exactly after it, الهمزة followed by ألف, you know that it's مد البدل. So usually all other example, الألف is followed by همزة. If it's converted, then the همزة comes before the ألف, we call it مد البدل. So it's easy for you to know. الآفاق. وفي أنفسهم, we said it's مد منفصل. Okay, I'll give you only one note and we start practicing. You may think that يا أيها, يا أولي, ها أنتم, هؤلاء. You may think that it's مد متصل because it's one word. But indeed it's not. Those are two words. It's يا أيها, but in the Quran we write it يا أيها. So it looks like it's one word, whereas it's two. So this one, يا أيها, is مد متصل أو منفصل؟ مد منفصل. Why? Because the ألف is followed by همزة, but in two separate words. يا أداة نداء, calling tool. And أيها as well. But it's two separate words. So this one, يا أيها, is مد منفصل. يا أولي, it's like this, يا أولي. Two separate words. ها أنتم, ها أنتم, two separate words. هؤلاء, هؤلاء, two separate words. So those, if you read it while you are reading المد المتصل in four, how should you do with those? You have to do it four as well. You can't do it five. Because...
Is it just those words?
I think almost those words, yeah, in the Quran. But maybe
and in the Quran, the written like that, no small alif or anything like that. We just have to know these words.
I think there is alif here, alif saghira, small alif. Haula. We will see, inshallah, how they write it. But you need to know, ya ayyuha, ya uli, haula, ha antum, is two words and it's mad, munfasil, mad, not mad, muttasil. Okay? I think that is the end of the slides. Now let's start reading.
Do I listen to Qari or just start reading?
I think we better spend time practicing because not much time. Yes, inshallah, I will do that. I think we may need the modern models. Modern one. But let's read this and we will see. What is that?
We got the one that we used last week.
Ah, last week. So this is the only one in you for this class?
This is a new one. Okay. But we can go back to the last one if you want.
Yeah, it's still practicing. That's okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك
يا أيها النبي لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك
لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم
والله غفور رحيم
قد فرض الله لكم تحلة أيمانكم والله مولاكم وهو العليم الحكيم
والله مولاكم وهو العليم الحكيم
وإذ أسر النبي إلى بعض أزواجه حديثا وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَى بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا
وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَى بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا
فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وأظهره الله عليه عرف بعضه وأعرض عن بعض فلما نبأها به قالت من أنبأك هذا
قال نبأني العليم الخبير
قال نبأني
العليم الخبير. Okay, let's start over from the first ayah. Where is the مد المنفصل أو المتصل؟ Yeah. متصل is the first one, which is in the same word. Munfasil in two words.
No, this is what it's that last thing that you told us.
I'm sorry?
It's that last special word that you told us.
Yes. So in the first ayah, what's the mad al muttasil and al munfasil we have? Ya ayyuha.
Ya
ayyuha is? Munfasil. Why?
It's
two separate words, even though it's written. And this is the answer of your question, Zikun. You see the small alif?
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Where is the mad munfasil or muttasil else? Ma ahal is mad munfasil. And this is even more clear than the first one. Right. Any mad muttasil?
No.
Okay, let's go to the second ayah. Any mad muttasil or munfasil? There is nothing. The third ayah.
No.
Okay, so all agreed that there is no mad muttasil or munfasil in the last ayah? Okay. Now, can someone give me mad iwad in the third ayah? No, I'll just step back. Yes, that's right. That's, yeah. So Haditha, indeed, when I looked at it, and I asked the question, and then I said, where is it? So Hadithan is? Mad Iwad. And it's compensation of what? Of At-Tanween. Tanween Al-Fatih. Yeah. So what we do when we stop on it? Two harakat. So we compensate the tanween by alif, and it's mad tabi'i. We pronounce it, or we extend it for two harakat. Okay. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا. What kind of mad we have? Mad tabi'i in for the alif. In فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا. Nothing in Nabba'aha? Al-Alif at the end of Nabba'aha is Mad Tabi'i. Okay. Let's repeat after Adhan and then we'll complete it.
The next ayah.
What is that?
The next page.
Yeah, we will do half or whatever. InshaAllah. Yeah, we always run off to of time. I wanted always to go faster, but the problem is I find that I need to clarify more. Okay, let's have one more page and then we conclude, inshallah. But it's so important for you to practice at home. Like Surat al-Tahrim is the homework. You do it and you pick all the type of mad. It doesn't matter. Mad munfasil, muttasil, mad tabi'i, mad badal, mad iwad. Try to find it and ask yourself how many counts I have to count it and why it's such and such. I'll do that.
إن تتوبا إلى الله فقد صغت قلوبكما وإن تظاهرا عليه فإن الله هو مولاه فإن الله هو مولاه وجبريل وصالح المؤمنين فإن الله والملائكة بعد ذلك ظهير عسى ربه إن طلقكن أن يبدله أزواجا خيرا منكن خيرا منكن مسلمات مؤمنات قانتات
خيرا منكن مسلمات مؤمنات قانتات
تائبات عابدات عابدات سائحات ثيبات وأبكارا
عابدات سائحات ثيبات وأبكارا
يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا
يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا
نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد
عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد
لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم
لا يعصون الله ما
ويفعلون ما يؤمرون
ويفعلون ما يؤمرون
Okay, let's go quickly and have the مد المنفصل. Let's start. إن تتوبا إلى الله. It's obvious. Yeah, تتوبا الألف إن تتوبا followed by همزة فقد صغت قلوبكما وإن تظاهر عليه فإن الله هو مولاه وجبريل وصالح المؤمنين والملائكة والملائكة مد متصل 4 to 5 حركات عسى ربه إن طلقكن قانتات تائبات تائبات it's مد متصل why Because you see the alif, the small alif, it's normal alif. It doesn't matter it's a small or big one. We pronounce it as alif.
What about the ones before?
The big alif. Which one? Asa rabuhu?
Yeah, the
Ah, this is Mad Sulal Kubra. We will talk about it, inshallah. Okay. And why you did not say an yubdilahu azwajan? It's the same as well. So those Mad Sulal Kubra, we will talk about it, inshallah, next class. Ta'ibat Mad Muttasil. Sa'ihat Mad Muttasil. Because in the same word. Let's scroll down. Sukun? Ya ayyuha? Ya ayyuha munfasil. Ah, that's good. Because it's a tricky one. It looks like it's mad muttasil, but it's indeed it's not. It's two separate words. Qu anfusakum munfasil, because two separate words. Malaika, down a little bit. عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد ملائكة متصل because in the same word وجوب المد from 4 to 5 حركات لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم مد منفصل from 4 to 5 okay we need you to go through the surah the whole surah at home and you pick the مد المتصل and المنفصل even مد البدل العوض and الطبيعي Okay, جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك